This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you. A little cooler.
Hang on. Yeah. Is it the last of July? Is it the first of?
It is. No, taxes are due today.
Oh, it's the day. Okay. They are?
Property taxes.
Oh.
Today. But
I don't believe in them.
Pamakamatazi, remember those guys? Well, we don't do that. So.
I told you my brother played baseball against him, Wickstrom. I can't remember his first name, but he's a really good baseball player for Munising up in the UP.
Yeah.
And I got newspaper articles where my brother and him were dueled at this pitching duel, a one-hitter versus a two-hitter against, I can't remember his first name, Wickstrom from the Munising Mustangs. And then he started up the Posse Comitatus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I remember that when I was younger. It was all over the news. What
first,
was it?
The day I moved to Green Bay.
Right, I was going to say, that was a while ago.
Was the biggest story, and I went into the newsroom that day, and everybody screamed. The biggest story was the Posse Comitatus that day in like Shawano-ish?
It was Shawano.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe
I
right
never up, quite understood it, to be honest with
well,
you.
Well, they were like...
I thought it was Tigerton or something like that.
Or that area, Shawano right? County.
Yeah. Yeah. Shawano County, that's what it was. Yeah. Shawano County. But they were like just anti, they were their own like nation, right? Country?
They
didn't pay taxes, I know that. That was one of their biggest.
They didn't?
Want to pay taxes. Well, you don't have a choice.
Okay.
They found that unconstitutional.
Okay.
You know, that one of those guys.
Yeah.
Are they still around?
Not that I know of. I mean, I haven't heard of them in years. But in 1984, that was the big story.
Yeah.
I mean, like, newscasts
think about
led
that,
with
84.
It on a
that
regular
was 40
basis.
Years ago.
God, that doesn't seem like...
That was 40... I remember that.
Oh, I do,
when
too.
We were out of college. I guess we'd study that.
I do, too. Yeah.
Took an interest in it.
I knew of some camera photographers that carried guns under their seat of their car. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they wanted to take over... I don't really remember that 40 years ago, but... they didn't want to pay taxes. I don't either, though. That's what I'm saying. You can go join them.
Or start a whole new thing.
Yeah. Whole new thing. I hate taxes.
Well, the property taxes are getting, they're expensive. I mean, it does.
They're ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, they're high. And I talked to a guy who's in here. Oh, no, my doctor. I was talking to him, and he was complaining about his tax bill. He lives out by UWGB.
Okay.
Geez, those taxes are high. And I'm like, that conversation should have happened 5 years ago. I have nothing to do with that. But he had his older person come over, and I don't know. It's just, you kind of like you have to do it. Maybe we need to do what the national government is doing and bringing that. Is that GOGE? What's that called? The government efficiency acronym that Elon Musk is in charge of? Yo, what is it?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
They set up a whole new division for him and...
efficiency something,
yep,
something?
Yeah, that's the E.
Okay.
It's efficiency. But anyway, and he's going to look at stuff, so...
So they create more government to look at what government to get rid of. What that reminds me of.
Create a government agency to look at waste the government.
A consultant.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
A consultant can kiss my fat Italian butt. I'll tell you that right now. Any consultants out there, especially radio ones, tell you what you can do.
But today is...
Can I get wound up and just get started on that for about 20 minutes?
Today is the 31st of January, and your taxes are, let's say they're $6,000. You have to pay $3,000 today.
And where does it go?
Well, you write the check to the city, but a big part of it goes to the schools. So, anyway, those are due today. And as people used to ask me for the time I was over at City Hall, they have to be postmarked today. You don't have to get in a line and wait in line and pay your taxes down at the clerk's office. As long as it's postmarked today. You know what? I want to caveat in there. That's the way it was when I was mayor. If they change it so it has to be received by today, I don't think so. I think it has to be postmarked by today. So anyway.
Parking tickets are also $7 when you're a mayor.
Eight.
Just saying.
Do you know Nikki got one the other day?
Yeah, I know.
Did
the remote?
She?
Yeah. He walked outside right after that remote and there set a ticket.
I was mayor, you know what I would do with tickets wise? I mean, I'm not even joking about this. Everything is so computerized now. You can punch in somebody's license number and you know if they've got a ticket. First one, a warning.
Wouldn't that be
second
nice?
Second one,
thanks for
$5. Third one,
now that's
$10.
A great idea.
Fourth one, $20. Fifth one, $50.
Sixth one, the boot.
Absolutely.
You
wouldn't that be a great way to? All you got to do is punch in their computer. They can see how many they've got.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
But think about this.
Well, it's common sense, and there's not a lot of common sense. And
we talked about when I was there about a warning.
Right.
Thanks for visiting our downtown. You know, your meter's expired. But
when I was at the Heights the other day after the show, I went back there.
That's a good
and
idea.
She said, you can't believe how many times people have to like run out of there and they get it. People come, they try to encourage people to come to downtown Green Bay, and you're constantly on whatever because I'm going to get a $22 ticket or $34 ticket for trying to come down and have a nice lunch with my daughter or whatever. Yeah. It's horrific what the city of Green Bay does to people. I've never seen city management do more to discourage advocating and helping our local downtown businesses. I've never seen a hierarchy of a city do more to penalize people for coming downtown for a struggling downtown to try to make it something special. I've never seen a city do more to discourage it.
And there is parking. That's the other thing. I told you that parking was put in because you come down and it's just, these guys have been here all day and I can't find a place to park.
And I understand that whole thing. I understand
that. That's not what it is now, though.
Right. I know.
I really like that idea of going up $5, $10, $15.
Exactly. The only problem is like somebody like me, I've been nailed so much, I'd have the boot on my car right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, no, but we'll, that's a really good idea.
No. That's why I'm running for mayor.
I know where we can find some vests.
Yeah.
Wow. Whole closet
but
of them.
I think everybody has a parking utility, Madison. All cities do. I think ours is just more tenacious.
Yeah.
And because it's the same amount of people with a whole lot less cars, right?
And it's, you know what? Here's the deal, though. Innocent people. It's just people coming down to have lunch.
Right.
It's not drunk driving. It's not whatever. It's just innocent people being penalized, just pounded. I don't understand it.
Did I send you that picture? I left. We were here till 10:30 because we had a meeting after. And, you can just tell they come by every, it was 10:17, so that's 2 hours and 15 minutes. You can tell they test it every hour because the guy had two tickets on his window.
Yeah. I know.
And he
it's
got
unbelievable.
Out.
It's mind-boggling.
Is that the picture you took?
Yeah.
And I saw him when he left. I was going to talk to him when he left, but he kind of drove away a little fast. Because I was at the Northland, and then I looked down, and he's getting in his car.
I don't get it. I've never seen anything like it. Go talk to local businesses up and down Washington Street and see what they say. It's just ridiculous.
I think you
it's
have
stupid.
To have a parking
it's really
utility.
Stupid.
But I think I would expand their scope of responsibility or something because every hour on the hour or whatever. Anyway,
it's unbelievable. Ignorant.
And if you were with the Pasta Kamikaze, you wouldn't pay those.
Damn right.
So another reason to join. No property
taxes.
If you're
from out of state, you get a parking ticket here. There's nothing they can do about it, right?
Well. Really, there's not because when you go in to register your car again,
they're not going to. Because I've still got unpaid speeding tickets in Indiana.
I got it.
And for a while, I got letters. I had my little bonfire. It's like I took it and I held it up and burnt it. The last notice I got from the state of Indiana coming after me. Bleep you, Indiana.
I got a ticket hanging over my head in Pennsylvania. It's all east.
So here's what I would do. I would be willing to give people old license plates from like Michigan. Okay. Put them on their car, like have like magnetic things. So you just, when you park down here, have a Michigan plate, get the ticket, rip it up and just drop it on the ground.
Oh man, you are full of ideas.
I know.
Come here, rent the plate for $5.
Yep.
Could keep it all day, right?
Yep.
Get a ticket.
Have the magnetic things.
Yep.
Get the ticket and just throw it away. Rip it up and drop it on the street.
Wow.
There's your moneymaker for the draft.
That to be your, I have a ticket hanging over my head. It's in Massachusetts, not Pennsylvania. It's Massachusetts.
Right.
And I tell you how I got it. I'm driving behind this guy, and he is going slow.
Jim. No, you can listen to me. You can spin that yarn to.
He was going
thousands,
slow.
Thousands of people. You can't spin that yarn with somebody that has sat next to you.
Well,
with somebody that you, and then tell the police that it was a. You thought it was a drunk driver weaving all over you, trying to get away from him. Boy, and it was a soccer mom in a van. True or false?
I don't know if she played soccer or her kids played soccer, but the rest of it's pretty true. So I'm following this guy, and, you know, maybe he was going the speed limit, and that's really not
enough.
That's right. I mean, really, everybody drives more than the speed limit. And I'm following this guy. You know, out in Massachusetts, they have a lot of that, like we were on, right? Two-lane roads. It's not four lanes. Oh, okay. So I couldn't pass the guy. I don't know. And I'll tell you, this is the good part of it. I waited for a, so I kept, you know, flashing my lights, you know, beeping the horn, you know, because he was going so slow. And then I just pulled out the passenger, and I pulled back in, and he takes like one of those Kojak lights, puts it on the dash, and pulled me over. It was a cop. It was a detective. And he didn't know how to write the ticket. He's all like,
can they do that?
Yeah, he wrote me a ticket for.
I mean, a detective, not a regular cop?
No, he.
I'm surprised.
Well, I don't know, John. I never paid it. But
yeah.
But he was really upset with me. He could have just scolded me, but instead he wrote me this ticket, and I'm asking him questions about when did I go to court? And so he just wanted to make sure he gave me a ticket because he didn't like how I was kind of like, what's the word, aggressively driving behind him.
Well, okay, let me just say this, though, too.
I should have done that.
When I get the license, we're in Indianapolis where everybody's going like 90 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're just in the flow of traffic.
As long as you keep up with the flow.
We were in the Channel 5 live van. Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
I guarantee you, we got ID'd for that. Yeah, no question. Yeah.
And I was, no, the.
Look at Sarah. Ohio gave me a warrant for unpaid speeding ticket. I finally paid the ticket, then drove through Ohio. I got pulled over and got another ticket.
Wow. Hey, good thing, though. Good
Speaking
thing
of you- tickets, Terry says I got my Bob Dylan tickets. I am pumped. I didn't know they're on sale already.
They are.
Damn it.
They are.
Are they sold out already?
I think today was the day they went on sale, I think.
That's what I mean. How do you get them already?
Well,
6 a.m. Are you going to that?
I would go.
Would you?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Because you know why?
He's been here before.
You know, it's the same thing as going to a funeral. And I don't mean, okay, I've never regretted going to a funeral.
Yeah.
I've regretted not going to a funeral. I've never regretted going to a concert. I've regretted not going to concerts.
Yeah. I've seen him, and it's going to be the same show, but yeah. Well, that'd be great. I think I'm going to go to that river dance.
I went to that at the Whitener that time. My daughter and I went.
Yeah.
It gets a little old. It's one of those things you can leave at intermission.
I was just going to say a couple of songs
did you,
and you're done.
Did you see them clog? Yeah, I know. It's, you're right.
It's kind of like,
that's an intermission thing.
Have you ever been to a blues concert?
Yeah.
Where it's like, after the third one, it's like, okay, pretty much.
I can predict the next song. Yeah, that's a good point. That's an intermission.
Or polka. Yeah. I know another one. I got up here. Tour team, polka.
Intermission exit.
Let's get out there, Margie.
That's true.
Get the old man out there. Mind of the mayor, back up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right.
Okay, we got Widener pre-sale was yesterday for the Dylan tickets. Another ticket sale today at 10.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to try to grab a couple.
Jump on that.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Now, you don't have to do it online, so you probably need Nikki's help on that.
Yeah, we have to have...
Working on that here.
Someone's got to stay past 9.
Just looking right in the camera and doing his hair.
Yeah, why is your hair so weird? You didn't take a shower today. You got a plate?
I took a shower. What's wrong with my hair?
It's not curly. Did you curl your hair, John?
Okay, ticket sales at 10. Be online for that.
All right. Anyway.
I'm a little sensitive about my hair some days, Jim. Okay.
Yep,
I don't see a problem with it. Why are you fixing it, though?
I'm receding so bad.
Oh, that's... Okay, you're combing it down instead of back. All right, well, let's see. There was something.
Different,
I didn't know
right?
exactly. Yep. There was something different. Yep. And I thought, maybe he didn't... Okay.
But we all have that, and I don't think it looks bad.
That is true, and... You have a receding hairline. Is your brother bald?
No.
Well, that's something to look forward to then. That's good.
No, but you know what? Here, okay. So there's that picture I showed about when we were rabbit hunting.
Right.
Remember that? And then my brother's, and he was only probably mid-20s. And you can really see, and now I'm getting that way with my receding aspect of my hair.
Okay.
And it's like, I'm not used to that. I've always been whatever.
Kind of proud of it, right?
Well, you know, not when I was younger. I had terrible hair when I was younger. Like I said, you know, I was in that in-between state. I think this helped shape me as a person in a bad way.
Okay.
I was in that in-between era where all my older brothers and everybody used Vitalis.
Yeah.
Okay. So you use Vitalis, your hair is under control. Okay. So then Vitalis, remember the old Wethead is dead? Slogan. That was a great campaign.
That
wet head is dead.
That's like a where's the beef. Some of those things just really, really work.
Yep. And it sounds so simple, but simplicity is the magic of advertising.
Yeah, I just want to say, can you imagine those meetings where you're just throwing it all to the wall and somebody says something like that and they're like, I think this meeting's over.
And it's like, boom, done.
Right.
Because you know it right away. It's not what do you think about that? Done.
But how about the people that went with My McDonald's? Do you remember that?
Didn't work.
I don't think it worked. Neither did they.
No.
And that was a huge contract for them.
Well, think about when
Wethead is dead.
Coca-Cola decided to change
new
their...
new Coke?
Remember?
Yeah.
I think that's the worst thing.
It's got to be.
Like,
no,
ever.
I think the worst thing was that Bud Light. Remember they were giving Bud Light away? I don't know. There was a commercial. I don't... Bud Light, didn't they use either... Bud Light had a bad campaign, too, that they lost some business.
Well, right, that was with the transgender thing.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Coke changed their commercial.
But as far as actual slogans and stuff.
Right.
But that Coke thing, I mean, you know what you don't realize? It's like somebody like seems like a normal person. And I had this friend, good friend of mine. He wrote like 20 letters to Coke. It was like, it like messed him up mentally because he was so devoted to his Coke and that taste. I mean, it's weird how people get so... Yeah. You know,
a daily thing,
with some things
that they're counting on. But that where's the beef was a big
phenomenal.
One.
Phenomenal.
You know, and I just remember Walter Mondale in the debate.
Well, Reagan used it, didn't he?
I thought. Did Reagan use it or you know,
Walter, I just have to say one thing. And this is what Honey told me last night. Ask him with his budget, where's the beef, Walter?
That got, oh man. Yeah, that.
Although, you know what I think is the two of the greatest lines in political debates?
Kennedy?
What was Kennedy?
No, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know John. I knew John Kennedy.
And he didn't.
John Kennedy was a friend of mine.
Yeah,
you,
wasn't.
Sir, are no John Kennedy. But the other one, that was great. But the other one was Reagan. Was there Bush or Reagan? I thought it was Reagan against whomever he ran against one time. And he said, you know, I just, you know. I don't want to make age a factor in this, and I vowed that I won't make it a factor for your youth and inexperience. Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was
a good
one
too.
Yeah. Oh, it says Walter Mondale used Where's
That's what
the
I
Beef. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was the only laugh Walter Mondale got.
Forgot his life. He had a hot daughter though.
Oh.
I didn't she was dating some of the Washington Redskins.
Oh.
Yeah.
All at the same time.
But I told you, Susan Ford was exactly my age. We're like 20 days apart in age. And I always thought she held her high school prom, same time I had my prom, in the White House. And I always thought if there was a way I could meet Susan Ford.
You'd totally be in.
Yeah.
Totally be in.
Well, if my hair was better.
Yeah.
I said, bad hair of hair.
Anyway. Walter Mondale, I don't know what his daughter's doing, but his son, who I know a little bit, not a lot of it, very little bit, runs the stadium where the Vikings play.
Walter Mondale's?
Son.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's kind of cool. I was talking to him about that.
Is he from Minnesota? The Mondales?
Well, he was the governor. I mean, the senator.
Oh.
But his son, like, runs not just the... schedules the whole thing out. They do a lot in that stadium, unlike us.
Yeah.
They have a ton of stuff going on. So I was talking to him about that and just different activities they have. And yeah, he's a super, super nice guy. That's what his son's doing now. So,
hey, I had a couple of people tell me they loved hearing the Vikings getting beat in the last second with Nathan Poole.
Right. Okay. And you know what? So we talk about music brings you back to a good time.
Yeah.
That brings you back to a
that
good
play.
Time. Right.
My God.
It's like, the good old days.
You know, Donald Driver's book, he even talked about that.
20 years ago.
Where guys, they didn't know what was going on. You know, right. Why the stadium was going insane. Right. They didn't know what was going on.
Nothing's going on in the field and people are going crazy.
I'm not even joking. I was there for the NFC Championship game. I was there for the Sterling Sharp, you know, over the line, whatever. That would be honest, no lie, the Sterling Sharp, Don Majkowski's Sterling Sharp, the fourth down thing was the biggest, the loudest I ever heard Lambeau Field when they reversed, or when they said, you know, touchdown. But the Vikings losing that game was the second loudest I've ever heard Lambeau Field.
And for me, probably the loudest, right?
Because
I didn't see that. I wasn't the Bears game. Right, yeah. But I don't think, you know, I got to be honest with you, that call was from, who did the call on that?
Paul Allen.
Right.
He's legendary. Their play-by-play, just legendary.
You know what? I never heard that.
That play that segment?
I would never, why would I hear that? You know?
I mean, Me and Nick played it incessantly. I think going into every break for like a month, we played that. That was our bumper music. No!
Yeah.
No!
That was awesome. But like I said, we were talking about that yesterday and how that brings you back to, I don't know if those were good times back then. I don't remember 2003, 4, whatever it was, but boy, it was nice to hear that.
That announcer, though. He had two of them where he had meltdowns on the air. I'll try to find the other one. It's when Favre threw the interception in that Saints game that prevented them from going to the championship or the Super, whatever it was. No! I remember he goes, this is the NFC Championship. We're not playing Detroit. I got to find that one. Don't play that. Same guy. He just pain in his voice. We're going to send a quick break. Lisa Hale coming up. Mark Houston, Gizmo, Shannon Cohen. Jukebox Barbershop Quartet.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. heroicdeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When it's dry and windy, the risk of wildfires increases. And while January may not be peak wildfire season in Wisconsin, a line starting at the top of Door County and the northern edge of Brown County, all the way across the state and then southward towards the Illinois border, has been classified as a moderate fire risk by the DNR. Usually the ground would be covered in snow, but warmer days and the second driest January on record make conditions prime for a spark from a motor or a cigarette to cause a fire. There have been several fires this week in northeast Wisconsin. 12 acres burned in Suamico. A grass fire between Highway 172 and Interstate 41 was caused by a motor vehicle accident. And there was a brush fire in Calumet County on Wednesday morning. The record-breaking temperatures throughout northeast Wisconsin yesterday will have no effect on several activities planned on Lake Winnebago this weekend. The Otter Street Fishery at Miller's Bay will go on as planned Saturday, and the Wisconsin Stern Searing Association Regatta is on this weekend in Fond du Lac. Organizers are reminding people, however, to be aware of changing ice conditions, and remember, no ice is ever 100% safe. Menasha police arrested a 17-year-old boy armed with a handgun Thursday afternoon. The police were called to Baldwin Street just after noon when a homeowner reported a verbal confrontation with an armed man. When officers arrived, they tried to make contact with a boy matching the description. That boy ran and was seen carrying a gun. After a foot pursuit, police located him. He refused to comply with verbal commands, and he was tased. Several charges will be referred to the DA. No one was injured. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM. WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, and AM 1590 and 1100. Coming your way up and down the 41 corridor from Green Bay all the way to Oshkosh and points in between. Today is Hot Chocolate Day. Fan
of good hot chocolate.
Good hot chocolate. Yeah. That's a good, you know. I don't. At high school football games, sometimes I'll get a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
And you get the good. You can tell if it's just water with a little bit of flavoring put in versus real rich, delicious milk hot chocolate.
Yep. That's what it does, though. Hot chocolate and water, hot chocolate with a little milk, and gives it that density. I agree with good hot chocolate day.
Good hot chocolate day. Yes. Fun at work day. You know what? One of the greatest things. So going back to the chocolate thing. One of the greatest scientific announcements ever made was when they said chocolate milk is good for you.
Right, because that was always white.
Have you
white,
seen
white.
The Nate Bargatze thing on that?
No.
He's like, so I bought a bottle of chocolate milk, and my wife's like, why'd you buy that? And he's like, well, because it's really good. I was reading for after you work out. She's like, you don't work out. But if I did, it's a whole thing in trying to explain why he bought chocolate milk.
But if they did.
But it's the greatest taste. I love chocolate milk. Nikki gave me some the other day for, like, I think it was Lamer's.
Yes, it was.
In that big
thick glass.
Oh.
In the glass. Wow.
Man, is that good.
I bet.
That is so good. Like I said, last meal I ever want, chocolate milk out of a glass bottle.
Okay.
Tomato soup.
Oh, yeah.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah. That won't be too expensive, okay?
That sounds good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, they kind of throttled back a little bit on those last meals, although we don't kill as many people.
I noticed.
Did you notice that?
You can't order whatever you want.
They used
anymore.
To run up the tab, right?
Yeah.
Lobsters and all that. I think
they
won't
do it anymore,
now, right?
Yeah. And that's it.
So I think yours would qualify, though. That's not very much.
Do you know what I was reading that most guys order?
Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza.
I saw that.
That's what they all want for their last meal.
That's.
I would do that. I mean, a good pizza. But how bad would it be if it was like a bad pizza? You know, sometimes you tear it. That first bite,
soggy.
It's like, this is not the crust I remember.
Yeah.
Keep sending it back to prolong your life. I don't like it. Send it back. And then the governor calls. Oh, let him. We'll pardon him.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tina says, can't forget about peppermint for your hot chocolate.
True.
A little peppermint schnapps is always good in hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's something you don't hear much about anymore, is schnapps. That used to be like such a big thing, wasn't it?
But wasn't that like up there with like Boone's Farm? When you were a kid, didn't you drink?
Well, yeah. Right?
That's I don't know.
That was your introduction into doing some shots.
What's the term I used the other day with our dispensary guys?
The gateway.
The gateway. And then blackberry brandy. Did you drink
that
when you
were kids? Oh, I threw up on that.
Yep.
Cold 45.
I thought it was a good night when my date on New Year's Eve threw up in my dad's car.
Wow.
The blackberry brandy. That was a pleasant time. Pulling over at a snowbank and taking snow and trying to clean out the floor with that.
What did dad say about that?
You know what I did? I accidentally left the windows open that night. You know what I mean?
And some guy put his head in and puked? What do you mean?
Well, for the smell.
Yeah.
To go away.
But what did your dad say? Did
he never
away?
Said anything.
Oh, okay.
He never said anything.
Wow.
He never said anything.
Good job cleaning up.
I think one of the things I did, I replaced the floor mat.
Yeah.
I took like a back seat one and put it there and put the other one upside down.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah.
You were thinking back then.
I had to be on your toes. Yeah. Fun at work day. All right. Brussels sprouts day. I like them in like an old fashioned, a pickled Brussels sprout.
Oh yeah, I think that's not what they're talking about.
Aren't they?
Well, Brussels sprouts. In general, right?
Don't you order at Poke the Bear? Right, that restaurant.
I haven't been there.
That's one of their what do you call that? A featured.
But I want to go there to take my prom pictures.
Featured appetizers. We get those all the time.
Brussels sprouts?
Oh, all the time. And the other place that has good Brussels sprouts really is that restaurant.
I just got to say, I got to remember this. When I was a bouncer, we always knew that if you ordered schnapps, there's a really good chance you were losing your ID. Good
that
call.
Is true.
Yeah.
You order them as appetizers and they're like fried, some bacon in there. They're very good. Mm. Yeah. Right?
A little balsamic sometimes.
Right,
they put
right,
on there.
Right.
I've literally never had that.
That's really good.
That is, if you go to, if you, you know, the appetizers, it's all this fried food, but cheese curds, which are great. But Brussels sprouts is Brussels sprouts are on quite a few menus.
Huh.
You should order some.
Where do we taste? Where my mind's going? Where did we taste really good balsamic vinegar the other day? Where were we? And they gave it to us in those little cups.
I was with you.
Was that us?
I don't remember.
You're right about, what was the line before that?
And some olive oil, and they had some olive oil. What am I thinking of here? Where did I go?
Let's go back to the I'm losing my mind.
All right.
That sounds like an Italian place where you.
Where were we?
No, I wasn't with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Positive.
I haven't had the oil and vinegar dipped in stuff with you. No, it wasn't me. So somebody else.
Wow. Zebra Day. I think they're overrated. Don't you?
Are zebras?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no.
A little overrated.
No, isn't it? Are zebras black? Like, but then they, there's something about a zebra if it didn't have its white, if they're white and, I don't know. Forget it. Let's move on.
I'm not bringing race into this. Scotch Tape Day. Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. Okay.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You know what's sad? I was so terrible in art. I found an old report card from like the fourth grade. Okay. I got a C in art. Who gives somebody a C in art?
That's not right.
Wow.
No. That's a bad teacher.
Because you, whatever you're
doing.
Did
you try?
Of course.
Well, see, yeah. And
I mean, whatever you're doing, that's as good as you can do.
But that's your creativity, too.
Right.
It's not like.
Don't judge me on this kid that becomes an artist.
Right.
Don't grade by the curve.
Well, that kid that became.
How hard did the kid try? Little Johnny tried his hardest.
Right. That guy, though, became an artist.
There it is. TV Channel 5 Live. That's where we had the vinegar, Lisa and I, the other day.
Oh.
Had a lady on with all this unbelievably delicious olive oils and stuff like that, balsamic.
Oh.
It was phenomenal.
Thanks, William. William texted.
William, thank you very much for that. I thought I was going nuts here. Happy birthday, Justin Timberlake. He's 44. His wife, Jessica Biel, was born in Ely, Minnesota.
Okay.
It's where I played my first football game when I went to school up there.
Oh.
September 5th, 1975, snowstorm. September 5th, blizzard. September 5th.
He wasn't even
Ely,
born
Minnesota.
Then.
Huh?
He wasn't even born. He's born in 81, right?
I don't know. Tyler Hubbard is 37. Who's
country star?
Country star, okay. Yep. I was thinking Elrod Hubbard. Remember Elrod Hubbard, those commercials?
No.
Don't you remember? Elrod Hubbard. The end is near. Don't you remember Elrod Hubbard?
No.
Oh, yeah. He was a big doomsday guy and all this. Elrod Hubbard. You don't remember that?
No.
He had a big radio show? No? Might have been on right after Paul Harvey. You don't remember that? Good day. Minnie Driver is 54. She was great in the one with the two guys from Boston. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Where he was like this super genius Robin Williams.
Yep.
Good Will Hunting.
Yep.
She was great in that.
Right.
Yep. Good movie. I like that movie.
Yeah.
Got this. If Johnny has settled on what he wants as a last meal, he better start consuming that each time he eats since he's up against the clock.
No. Thank you, doctor.
All right. But once again, I got 80% chance of going 5 years.
And where did that come from again?
The nurse. Or whatever she was.
Yeah, remember she gave him his life expectancy.
Remember I was really embarrassed because she put it on my toe and my toenails
were
grotesque.
Right, right.
I'm going to clip them today.
Yeah, you should. Okay. So I went to the doctor the other
Cowboy
day.
Cowboy Dave says, Elrod Hubbard started Scientology. Thank you, Cowboy Dave.
I didn't watch that.
Elrod Hubbard?
No.
All right.
I
want to let people know, coming up on Monday and all week next week, they're going to have a chance to win tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Rest Center. He's going to be there on Saturday the 15th. This guy is really funny, but all week next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, you guys are going to give away a pair with Laughter at 21 After. 7:21 and 8:21 in the morning, we'll play a clip from him. When people hear that, they can call in to win a pair of tickets. And I've got a clip from him.
Is that today?
We're going to start Monday.
Monday.
Oh, Monday.
We're going to start Monday.
Is it 21 after every hour?
Yeah, 7:20 and 8:20.
Oh, 7:20 and 8:20.
Yep. Okay.
So here's a real quick clip of him. He's talking about his neighbors, and I thought both John and I would appreciate this one.
Halloween brings out the neighbors, though, man. My neighbors come out. You know, I'm friendly, but I'm not neighborly. I don't come out of my house and wave if I see the guy across the street. You know, you see a lot of people. Hey! Hey, Frank! I was like, oh, no, lawn looks good. That ain't me. I come out of my house, head down, hop in the car. Gone. Gone. This woman across the street, God, she's always in our business. I can't stand her. She was coming over. I saw her through the window. I said, look at this. Here she come. Here she come. She comes over. She's like, I noticed you're not part of the Teal Pumpkin program. I said, what's that? Well, you paint a pumpkin teal green, and that signifies that your home hands out non-food items. So we are handing out spider rings, necklaces, notepads. I said, get the fuck off my porch.
So he's going to be at the Rush Center on the 15th. You can get tickets by going to their website.
I would go see him. That sounds
great. I got a pair of tickets for you guys.
Wow. That sounds great. Looking forward to that.
21 after all week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. We'll be doing that at 7:21 and 8:21. We'll give away a pair of tickets and play some of his audio. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, that's going to be fun.
Does Anchorman start tomorrow at the Meyer?
I think it is tomorrow.
I got to go see that. Are they always all sold out?
No. You'll be all right.
You'll be okay.
Frank's thing? I thought they all sell out. No?
No, I think, well, you get a call. I'm sure some of the shows sell out, but I think he even has a matinee in there.
All right.
But you get that. And then the other thing
Nikki said she's going with me, so I don't have to sit there alone.
And that Jeff Allen's, that comedian's coming tomorrow night. Remember we had him
on? Oh, that's right.
That's tomorrow at the Cup of Joy. There's shows at 4 and 7. So, yeah, that's February 1st is tomorrow.
That's really popular when he comes back, isn't it? That Cup of Joy. I didn't realize that place was so big.
Right?
Holy cow. I didn't realize they held that many people.
Well, there's two different theaters, but yeah. We're going. I'm taking, I think 12 people we're going with. So that's going to be fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't think you had 12 people you wanted to hang out with.
No, I'm driving. It's people from the community shelter.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. No, I'm just.
That's cool.
I'm driving the van.
Oh, God.
They'll
get there on time.
And then Donna's taking the other ones. So,
hey, well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Okay, so, very cool. Once again, we got Lisa Hale coming up, talking about new Wisco weekend. We got Mark Houston, Bell in Sports Medicine. Got lots to talk about with him. We got Gizmo talking about the theater shows and magic coming up.
Fun.
Shannon Cohen, NEW Community Shelter. Talk about the soup. Bowl.
Right.
And Jukebox Barbershop Quartet with your brother.
That's right. That's right.
That's going to be phenomenal.
That's going to be fun.
Brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Dennis Peters.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Bye to the mayor here. And a good looking Friday morning, 28 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 29 in Oshkosh. It literally felt a little bit like spring yesterday.
We were talking about
in the afternoon.
Yeah, that, it took a while to warm up.
Remember but boy, there's that brief little window.
That's like an energy inhale.
Oh, it just felt, this is nice.
But
it's like when we come down to Oshkosh and we walk into Lisa Hale's, it's just, this is nice.
I can't believe I'm here.
This is nice. She has donuts.
Yesterday
and
about
stuff.
The weather.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. What was so nice yesterday about the weather is that I got to take a couple of minutes / a half an hour just to sit in the line waiting for the car wash.
Yeah.
To wash my car. And just sitting there and having to not.
I got to tell you something that happened to me at the car wash the other day. Okay.
What?
So I'm sitting in line. It's about four cars behind me. I get up to the thing, put in my thing. My card didn't work.
So
I had to go back and get out of my car. Hey, would you mind? And then like six cars had all like back up. So I had to get out of there.
That's embarrassing.
Oh, that was so embarrassing.
And what did they do?
Well, they did it.
But if you would have been one of the cars behind them, I don't think. Yeah,
I would have. Just like I told you, I was at the store the other day, and the self-scanner didn't work. They had like four people over there. I'm standing there with my little bag of apricots, or not apricots, of
avocados.
Which might go up like double in price.
Yeah.
The avocados.
Yeah. And eggs are still crazy pricing. That's going
up
again.
I got my own chickens.
Okay, there you go.
Hi, Lisa.
You have your own chickens. You do not.
No, I do too. We
just let that stuff slide.
You don't know. Got them here in my apartment.
Yeah.
Got them up on the roof. You know, some people raise pigeons. I raise chickens on the roof.
You raise chickens. Well,
actually, that is not a bad idea.
Yeah.
No.
Just don't tell anybody.
That is not a bad idea.
Don't tell your landlord.
But chickens, they're not going to hurt anything.
No, they're just going to poop.
Wow. All day.
I mean,
but then you can't you sell that then for fertilizer?
Yes, you can. Fertilizer. Absolutely.
Moneymaker.
This is my new gig. Wow. What's going on, Hush? Gosh, Lisa.
John, you have more new gigs than anyone I have ever met in my life.
Yes. I haven't made any money yet, but I got some ideas. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I know you've got ideas.
Thank you.
So I've been working with you for almost 2 years. And we talked about this, but he reminds me of that turtle on Mr. Wizard. Remember that?
You said that before.
I have, but have you seen that?
No.
Okay. Todd. Every time John comes up with something, you go find it. We got to find that for because then every time you come up with your idea, I can hit this button and
one of them's going to work.
Drizzle, drizzle, drizzle.
One of them's going to work. Lisa has faith in me, right, Lisa?
Well, I
of course I do.
Thank you, Lisa.
I think you're very creative, which is the start. I mean, you got to just monetize it.
Check out this text that just came in.
Feeds the chickens his toenails. Yeah. Wow. What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you people?
That's when you know your listeners.
I was going to say, they've been listening, actually taking notes.
All right. Hey, what's going on, Lisa Hale?
Well, we're getting ready for New Wisco Weekend, which is going to air tomorrow and Sunday here on WISS and WGBW. And this episode, or this issue, as we call it, because it's a news magazine, so we call it an issue. This issue is going to, since February 1st is tomorrow, and February is Black History Month, we are going to focus in on that. So we've got a fantastic cover story featuring Venus Robertson of the Green Bay Area Boys and Girls Club. Fantastic interview with her that Terry Barr did. I did a feature on We All Rise African American Resource Center in Green Bay. And then we've got other stories also mixed into it, like protecting yourself online. Amanda Nimmer has a fantastic commentary. And then there's Peach Wabba's classic movie pick of the week. So we've got some fantastic things for you this week.
What's the movie pick?
Well, if I tell you, then it's not as much. I will tell you, it's a very, very quotable movie. It is perfect for this weekend, specifically February 1st.
Oh, it's an older movie.
Yep, it's always a classic movie
pick.
Oh,
I thought it was an upcoming. Okay.
So think about this weekend, think of the days, right? And think of what movie may have been named after one of those days.
Mm-hmm. St. Valentine's Day Massacre?
Nope.
Is that this weekend? Honestly.
Why well, don't think I do so? What's Valentine's Day is coming up?
How about Groundhog?
Oh, Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Am I right?
You're right. Ned Garber, hey! Doesn't everybody know a guy like Ned Garber?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This is insurance, right? Yeah, they're totally there.
Hey! Okay, little trivia for you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
What's the wake up song every day for him?
Right?
It's a Sonny and Cher song.
Yep.
Is it
I Got You Babe?
Yeah.
Is it I Got You Babe?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. That was a really good movie. Well, that was Minnie Driver too, wasn't it?
I believe. No. Annie McDowell.
Oh, okay. Okay. Who was married to a guy from De Pere?
Was she?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. See, you.
I know. Useless trivia. I carry it. You carry it. I'm sure Jim has some useless trivia somewhere in that brain, probably about linens. So, you know, we've got lots of...
That is not useless, by the way.
Yeah. So tell us more, Lisa.
What more do you want to know?
Where
about
and when and how can we listen to your great show? I am a big advocate for your show.
It sounds so good. It is really a great show. And it is Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock. And Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock here on 98.3, 96.5 WISS and 97.9 WGBW.
And then it's a podcast.
Right.
You can also find it on our Civic Media webpage.
Great song.
Lisa, you're the best.
Thanks, Lisa.
I try.
Keep doing what you're doing.
We'll tune in.
Can't wait to come down to Oshkosh again.
I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again on the 13th.
Next week, Thursday.
Yes?
Thanks, Lisa. Yeah. Mark Hughes of Bell Sports Medicine, join us as soon as we come back. I
I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.